As in past years, the 17 young apprentices worked with professional artists for the past 5 weeks. Steve Banks was the lead artist for the sculpture project, featuring life-size or bigger apples, bananas, and other types of fruit. And he thinks his kids learned some valuable skills.
I've only had one out of my 8 kids that before this knew had ever used a drill or had ever used a jigsaw. I don't know that any of them have really worked with chicken wire before and have just dealt with not only the shaping it and the toll that it takes on your hands, but also the cuts and like hot glue gun burns and, you know, just things that you deal with every day while making it. This is a first time for a lot of them.
He says the paid apprenticeship is also probably their first summer job. Sarah Robb supervised 9 young artists who painted the first new designs in 15 years on the benches in downtown Rock Island.
The district of Rock Island wanted to see sort of things that were sort of representational of what they stood for. So each apprentice was able to do their own design. So some of the themes are, you know, Ballet Quad Cities, Botanical Center, we've got, you know, trains.
The sculptures and benches will be showcased at the Figge Art Museum for one night. Then the benches will be returned to downtown Rock Island, while the fruit sculptures will be shown again during River Roots Live in August. The Metro Arts Apprenticeship Program began 17 years ago. I'm Herb Tricks.